USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All gates remain closed as an active shooter has been neutralized at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, leaving one security force member injured. The facility has been on lockdown since early Thursday morning. Senators are looking into the impacts of coronavirus on the elderly.
COVID-19 has brought tremendous hardship and tragedy, imposing a deadly toll on seniors in particular.
Opening a hearing, Maine Republican Susan Collins noting the ongoing problems in nursing homes. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is asking President Trump for a federal emergency declaration to help the response to this week's catastrophic flooding in Midland County. The area has seen 6 to 8 inches of rain over the last 48 hours, causing two dams to fail. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some researchers claim tens of thousands of lives could have been saved if the nation had taken action sooner when the coronavirus broke out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
The federal government started recommending that states adopt stay-at-home orders and social distancing guidelines in mid-March. But the Columbia University study suggests that the U.S. could have saved nearly 36,000 lives from COVID-19 if that action had been taken just a week or two sooner. The study focused on infection rates in metropolitan areas and suggests that early action could have avoided more than 700,000 cases of the virus up to May 3rd.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since the coronavirus took hold of the United States has swelled to nearly 39 million. This as states continue to gradually reopen their economies and let people go back to work. Last week alone, 2.4 million people filed first-time jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As restaurants across the country slowly and safely begin to reopen, in many cases only at 25 or 50% capacity, there's a lot of talk regarding the Paycheck Protection Program and the parameters around the loans that small businesses were granted. One of the things that has many restaurant owners concerned is the fact that they have to use 75% of it on their payroll, and it has to be used up within 8 weeks of taking the loan. Jose Sill is the president of Restaurant Brands International. He tells Fox News this is one of the things he's hoping that can get resolved regarding new legislation and the Paycheck Protection Program.
Yeah, the idea is to stretch the deadline or push the deadline out for 24 weeks to get it into October, because the way the PPP is set up, you need to spend 75% of the loan proceeds for payroll, so essentially to rehire back employees, and everyone's aiming to do that because that's so critical to our business. It's the biggest part of our business, the people that do a great job in our restaurants. But if communities are still closed, there's a lot of municipalities that haven't allowed restaurants to reopen yet. It's really hard to take that step to rehire when you don't have a clear view as to when the restaurants are going to be opening. So we think it should sync up with the reopening of America. And what I found very encouraging is that that President Trump, Secretary Mnuchin, and others were very receptive to the idea. Obviously, there's a lot of work to do in order to get to that point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.